Welcome to the Peaceful Mama Life podcast, where we're all about finding balance as a mom. I'm your host, Brittany O'Leary, and I'm excited to share tips and strategies for incorporating self-care, hobbies, and spirituality into your busy mom life. Whether you're a new parent or a seasoned pro, this podcast will leave you feeling refreshed, motivated, and empowered to create a peaceful and harmonious life for yourself and your family. So grab a cup of tea and join me as we embark on this journey together. So today I'm going to talk about how to move past the guilt when you have a bad day with your kids. So just a couple tips on how to move past it so you're not feeling like the worst mom in the world. So last week we were all sick and we had come back from a long weekend away, and immediately my husband got sick and then we all followed him right after. And so by the end of the week, it was mostly just me and my girls. My husband got better pretty quickly and went back to work. And by Friday, I was touched out and exhausted. My two-year-old had been nursing extra, and I hadn't had anything more than like 5 minutes to myself, and I was still feeling pretty lousy. So Friday, I woke up really just irritable and cranky. I could feel myself getting really... that feeling just like boiling up and getting angry for really no reason. My kids weren't acting, I guess they were probably a little stir crazy from being in the house a lot. We were still going outside, but we hadn't gone out to do anything fun, and I had to cancel all of our plans for the week. And so I could feel myself getting angry and definitely snapping a few times and just feeling terrible about it. So I would snap and then I would get overcome by mom guilt and start feeling so terrible. But later on in the day, I paused and I heard this voice like to really think back on how far I actually have come in 2 years and that I wasn't yelling. I was definitely getting irritated, but for the most part, I was walking away and I was breathing and I was working on regulating myself before I returned back to my kids. And they were a little bit older now, so they're 2 and 5. And so most times I can just walk into another room and go breathe and do what I need to do without worrying too much. Of course, they get into some things, but for the most part, they're completely safe. So if your kids are younger, you can always put them somewhere safe, like whether that's in their bedroom, in a crib, or anything like that, and be able to just walk away and get yourself calm before dealing with whatever happened. And it's a great way that I have stopped yelling for the most part, where that is exactly what I do. As I walk away, I do a few minutes of breath work, and I usually do, I've talked about it before, like some somatic shaking just to get the energy out, and just make sure I'm feeling calm before I go back to my kids. And if it takes a little extra, it's still better than screaming at them. So, and that's when it like kind of shifted my day, was that I made this big realization that I was doing the work, and it wasn't the most ideal day. I was still getting triggered constantly because I was exhausted. But it was still effective. And all of that work that I've done in the previous years, it was all coming into play that day where I wasn't just reacting and I was pausing. And so I decided from that moment to focus on that I was focusing on the fact that I was doing better that day than I had been in like 2 years ago, that I had made so much progress. And I decided that that was what I was going to celebrate for the day. I wasn't going to sit and think about the moment when I did snap at my five-year-old for something absolutely ridiculous that like I can't even remember now, that I wasn't going to sit there and that I was going to move past it and really just be proud of myself for all the progress that I've made. And so if you're very new to this journey, that's what a lot of your days could feel like. It's almost just like this. You feel like you're constantly working to keep yourself calm. But I promise that it does get better. And most of the times it becomes like just this automatic thing where breath work becomes part of your day and you're remembering to breathe before you even get irritated, or you start your day off with a few minutes of meditation and just feeling grounded before you go downstairs to make a breakfast that no one's going to eat anyway. So it does take work, but I promise it is so worth it. And I am definitely not perfect. It's perfect in this, and I still have days where I get irritated or I get triggered. But I think back to that time when I screamed at my daughter when she was 3, that I just lost my mind. And to think back and know that that is no longer part of my reaction, that I'm not going in any foreseeable future, that I'm not going to react that way, is so comforting for me. And it really validates all the work that I have been doing, and that I'm meant to share this with you so that other moms can do the same thing. Because I just remember that feeling of, oh man, I just felt like literally the worst mom in that moment, and I never wanted to feel that way again. And so that's why I have put so much effort into reparenting myself. And so here's a couple steps if you're either just, you've been on this journey for a while or you're brand new, on how to move past the guilt so you're not just sitting there feeling terrible. So number one is reflect back on your journey that day. So even if it's midday, if you can look back on your morning and focus on the good moments and not so much on the terrible. And you can even, if you can grab a piece of paper or a journal and jot down the good moments, but also jot down the terrible moments. And sometimes seeing it on paper, it gives it a lot less power. And instead of it cycling through our head, we're just like extracting it and putting it on paper, and we can kind of look at it from a different perspective, and it may not seem as terrible. And it also helps that overanalyzing, you're not just like having it spin around in your head. And then when you're writing down the good moments, write down, really get detailed about it, and maybe find some gratitude in there, and really just focus on what you did right. Not necessarily like you've already gotten the terrible things out, and now it's time to like really just like shift your perspective and focus on the things that you did great that day. Even if it's, I got up and I made the kids breakfast. Just celebrate those little things for yourself, and it will help shift your mood and not make you feel so uncomfortable and terrible. And then it's to, the next part is to just reflect on your journey as a whole. So maybe look back how, like I did, like it was just like a couple years ago, screaming at my kid, and how that is not part of my daily life anymore. So it could be little things like that, like look where you've started and look at how much progress you've made, and just give yourself some credit for that you have grown as a mom, you've learned so much, and you're implementing that every day. And maybe you didn't have someone to guide you. Maybe your mom, you know, wasn't able to be there in a way that you wanted to, that you needed them when you were younger, and that now that you're a mom, you're able to show up in the way that you needed, that you felt like you needed for your kids. So you're able to, it's all reparenting. So it's you showing up and doing the work and really just celebrating yourself for that, because I don't think a lot of other past generations did that as much. It was just how things were done. They did things how their parents did it. And I think now we're just really becoming more aware of our emotional needs and how much maybe emotional attention we didn't get when we were younger and that we really did need, and that we're able to like heal our inner child, but also be the parents that we really envisioned. The last thing is using affirmations. And I always recommend doing this when you're feeling calm and first, and then when you are feeling irritated, they can, if you're able to like regulate yourself and then do a couple affirmations, then they're going to be much more effective. So once you get yourself nice and calm, then maybe say a couple affirmations like, I am a good mother. I am proud of myself. I have come such a long way. It can just be things like that, things that are going to make you feel good. And then if you'd like, I'm going to link them down below. I have a deck of printable postpartum and motherhood affirmation cards. They're free to download, so I'll just put the link below and they're yours. You can print them out. There's a bunch of different versions. I put in a free meditation. So just enjoy. They're absolutely beautiful and I do love them. And hope it's helpful on just a couple simple ways that you're not sitting in the guilt when you do yell at your kids. And just to remember that you are doing a beautiful job, mama. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Peaceful Mama Life podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new. Your support and feedback means everything to me, so if you could take a moment to leave a review, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to bringing you more episodes in the future. Until next time, take care and stay peaceful, and I'm sending so much love and good vibes your way.